Proceed.
Good evening.
And to you, good day.
Before I ask you any questions, is there anything you'd like to ask us?
No.
Okay. In the spirit of philosopher, priest, and scientist, is this month of August marked with a harmonic convergence similar to 1987?
No. There will always be threshold points. There will always be overlap vibrational points. The one going on in your present year is not exactly the same. There are convergent points going on, but there is not the same vibrational comparison to what you are calling your year of 1987.
I spend an equal amount of time in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Both areas are subject to earthquakes.
Yes.
The question is, it seems to me that the anger and that the anger that the people in Los Angeles seem to exhibit may contribute more so to an earthquake. In other words, can people's thoughts and feelings of a negative nature have a...
Yes. We have been saying this for years. And that is why we say, when you are centered within your vibration of belief, that is a belief that is aligned and harmonious with your joy, then you will actually be capable of transforming the way changes occur. They need not occur in catastrophic terminologies. And even if, in a sense, they do, and even if you are in the midst of it, your vibration will determine what you experience. And an individual experiencing the full terror, and even unto injury and death, can be standing right next to another individual who will remain untouched. It depends upon the vibration and how you will translate your reality, because each and every one of you is a different reality. You share some ideas, but the idea of the changes fundamentally are neutral, and the effect of how you experience them is completely determined by the vibrational state in which you decide you exist. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that help you then?
One last question. As a child, I was diagnosed being allergic to penicillin. Without submitting myself to retesting that, can you confirm whether that condition still exists?
In you, it does. Again, because of toxicity in the bodies and the need for such substances that actually set up certain kinds of reactions, such as allergic reactions. Other substances, similar in nature, have set up certain kind of toxic allergic reactions within you to other similar substances. But the body can still be purged and cleansed of all such toxins, as we have already described. Do you follow?
Yes.
And in then the cleansing, there will be no need for such things, and as such then, no allergic reactions to anything natural. Do you follow?
Yes.
Thank you.
With the current...
That's it.
Thank you.
And the next. Not yet.
Hello, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
I'm a computer 3D animator.
You are a computer 3D animator?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I made this transition about a year ago into this industry, and the industry is rather slow right now. Do you have any idea when I'll be working full-time in this industry?
No. We only know that you will be completely, totally, and always occupied if you simply follow your highest joy at any given moment, whether it is in that particular field or not. If you are saying you want to be completely occupied, then simply follow your joy. Sometimes your joy will not necessarily be in that direction. You must at any given moment follow the thing that excites you the most at that moment to the best capability you have of acting on it. It may not always be in the direction that you think it ought to be, but if you trust that the thing that contains the highest excitement is the thing you need to follow at that moment, you will ultimately see how they're all connected, even though on the surface they may not appear to be. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
What I am saying is that sometimes something that reflects